How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw aside the curtain on a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, the story of a great woman who lived in silence. But first, a word from a familiar voice. And that's a message to breed confidence. Now, if you will, step with me behind the scenes to the waiting room of a famous throat specialist. The year is 1919. Sitting tensely on the edge of a chair in that waiting room is a young girl of perhaps 18. But her face is drawn thin by worry and her eyes are haunted by a deep fear. A handsome man sitting opposite approvingly notes her slender figure and bright red hair. Putting on his most charming smile, he bids her good morning. The girl tries to smile back, but somehow the muscles just won't respond, and she says nothing. She doesn't dare open her mouth to tell him that she hasn't spoken to any living soul for 3 months. That's right, for 3 months, not one sound has passed her lips. She's lived terribly alone in self-imposed silence with only nightmare thoughts, doubts, and deepest despair for companions. Her mind goes back to that day when she began her exile from her fellow humans, a day which began in this very office. She remembers the deep compassion on the doctor's face when he'd finished his examination and told her as gently as he could, "Signorina, you may never sing again." She remembers her numb terror when she heard that verdict. She remembers the frightening thought that the career for which she'd slaved so long and sacrificed so much might be tumbling to ruin. She saw her prodigies of determination coming to a stop up a blind street. It was a determination that had transformed a tousled tomboy in Slabtown, Tennessee, to a rising star on the New York stage. A determination that had overcome the obstacles of family opposition, companions' ridicule, and big-town callousness. She'd worked every moment. In fact, she'd worked too hard. Acute laryngitis brought on by overwork of the vocal cords, the doctor had said, and then that phrase, "You may never sing again." Yes, there was one hope, a very slight one. She must not utter one single syllable for 3 entire months. Just one spoken word might ruin her voice forever. Then the doctor, who loved music himself, had given her a copy of the book Jean Christophe by Romain Rolland. In this, he said, you'll read the passions and torment of the true musician with all his pain and hope. The book had been a comfort. Tattered and dog-eared, it still was clutched under her arm. It had helped her through endless days and nights in a remote mountain cabin where there was no ear into which she could pour her fears and despair. Days in which the fears of the future and the terrible silence had brought her close to suicide. But she'd braved through. Now, in just a few moments, she'll learn whether it has or has not been vain. The doctor is summoning her. Automatically, she arises, her throat tight, her heart constricted. She enters the office to learn her fate. But before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. Haltingly, because she almost has forgotten how to speak, the girl softly utters a few Italian words. The doctor stands silent, his head bowed in deep concentration. She gropes behind her for support as she waits for him to speak. "Signorina," he says softly, "you've suffered greatly." He looks up. "It's almost a miracle, but with your courage, we'll win. And someday," his eyes are alight, "someday, high in lights, we will see the name of Grace Moore." A gallant episode in the life of a great artist who herself has now joined the shadow memories behind the scenes. And now this is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney production, transcribed in Hollywood.